Of all the complaints received by the Australian Human Rights Commission, comparatively high numbers come from Indigenous and African Australians. In 2015-16, 54% of Racial Discrimination Act complaints received by the Commission came from Indigenous Australians. A large number of complaints related to employment. Professor Kevin Dunn from the University of Western Sydney says racism in the workplace and in places of education is quite significant.
The average experience of racism might be at about 20%, but for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, the rate's at 50%, so more than double. Similarly, in education, Aboriginal Australians, 57% report that they've experienced racism in an educational setting, where it's only 32% for people who are not of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander background.
Indigenous filmmaker Tyson Moran from Western Australia's Pilbara region remembers being a victim of racism in the days when he was a construction worker.
The site managers actually said during their meetings, you know, that they actually didn't want to give us boys a go, Aboriginal boys from Moroban a go, because, you know, payday we're going to get pissed and we're not going to turn up for work.
For Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soutphommasane, one of the goals of the campaign is reducing what he calls everyday or casual racism.
We know that racism comes in many forms. Often it is everyday casual racism that is expressed, and it's important that people feel comfortable and confident enough about speaking back and doing something about it. All too often people are just idle bystanders. These videos are really about getting people to stand up and act.